I'm ready for all this crap. I want to live, like, in the swamp, and I'm ready to survive the swamp. And it's just, like, a different kind of vibe than I guess I would have had if I was in the Midwest. Because in the Midwest, I guess you could just loot farms, in theory. But, like, down here, you can live off the land. You just have to let the land feed you. Land will feed you cockroaches and rabbits and chipmunks and coyotes and hogs and all sorts of crap. You just gotta learn. I'm ready. I will become the swamp man. You gotta become the swamp man. I mean, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people think about how you're gonna survive the collapse, and the way to survive the collapse, become the swamp man. When the Revolutionary War happened, where did Francis Marion go? He became the swamp man. All successful survivors are swamp men. Swamp men are the most survivable race in human history. That's the thing. Like that those horror movies the Jews made about the swamp creatures, that's their primordial fear of the swamp man. Romans being angry about the Picts, fear of the swamp man. Civilized man fears the swamp man because the swamp man is powerful. The swamp man, he'll invent lead paint and kill you with it. Little Dutch boy, the swamp man. Dutch swamp people, they make wooden shoes and they make lead paint. Powerful. You don't understand, man. It's about being a swamp man. You got to be the swamp man. You don't got a swamp, you got to find a swamp, make your swamp. It's not a metaphorical thing, physical swamp. That's how you're going to survive. That's how we're going to survive. Swamp man. Swamp juice. You gotta be like Shrek mode, be in the swamp, claim the swamp, live in the swamp, become one with the swamp. I'm ready. Are you?
It's those two assholes, those two idiots you saw me talking to at the third rail.
Just, he doesn't want to touch the third rail.
That is the third rail, saying the white people have interest.
The third rail here is... another wonderful show on the TRS network.
And it's the third rail. You will be destroyed.
It's the third rail. You will be destroyed.
Watch out for the third rail, baby. That's high voltage.
And the opinion of this reporter, if this nation, or in fact the world, ever needed heroes, that time is now. That time is now.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Well, this is what happens when you ask me to produce in the middle of the night after I just did another show and trying to figure out Skype.
I wonder if they can hear us right now.
Well, they can hear you guys. I'm just trying to figure out these settings right here.
Before we start the program here, Borzo, let me ask you a question. Did he come to you and ask you to do this? Because I was totally capable. We didn't even get to the table.
We were actually set up. I think we were like T-minus 10 seconds to start.
Oh, no, what do you mean? You were the vice here.
Back charges in. Daddy's back. Daddy's going to produce.
Yeah, I had to make it clear there in the Telegram channel that it was 110% your fault, Spectre, that this happened.
It is. Well, all this goes back to being Spectre's fault. Let's be clear.
Literally, in no way is this my fault. I'm the glue that held this weekend together.
Spectre's like, bro, Larry, what do you think? It's your call. It's like, no, dude, this is your podcast. It is 110% your call.
Well, when it goes right, it's my podcast. When it goes wrong, it's Borzoi's podcast.
Cool Hand Luke. You'd figure after 200 shows, they'd get it right.
Not gonna happen.
Someone just said,
do they think we can't hear them?
To get it right after 200 shows would mean we'd have had to have learned something along the way. And this show is about how we're never going to learn.
Thank God.
This is what we stand for. I hope you're recording all this.
No, it is. All the stuff's going on the podcast. Just to be absolutely clear here, all of this stuff is going on the podcast.
Hell yeah. Good. It'll make up for all the content we don't have. So.
Oh my God! No, all right. Let me see if this works right here.
Are we going to bother restarting, or are we just going to keep going?
No, I don't know what version of this is going out, but something's going out.
It's those two assholes.
Okay, that's once again, it's doing the double thing, so that's not, we're not doing that. We're just going to continue with the show, and I will edit in an intro after the fact.
Okay. Well, and joining us, besides Borzo, we have Nikkei. Sir, how are you?
To be frank, actually, wait.
Don't
never
be
mind.
Frank.
If I was
no.
if I you was frank, then we'd have this whole thing right the first time.
Oh, and Larry, wait, hold on. Are you saying that stepdaddy's back, not the real dad?
Episode 900. Well, hold on, just a minute. They can't hear Larry.
Oh my god! And to my left here. The apple of my eye, it is Larry Ridgway. I've got a question I've always wanted to ask you since the day we met the first time.
Ask me.
Are you a cop?
No.
Are you a cop? No, you know you have to tell me if you are. Like, nothing counts if you didn't tell me the truth right here.
You know what, bro? Since you put it that way, yup, 110%. FBI Officer Ridgway here at Third Rail.
God damn. Got him! No,
it'd be funny because in like 2 days there will be a thing up like Larry Ridgway admits to being an FBI informant.
Yeah,
well, it'll be on the website angrywhitefeds.com.
All right, before we even get started, don't forget, if you want to get involved, we want you to get involved. Get involved with TRS, get involved with the NJP, get vetted. And get to WrestleMania. That's TRSTLE Mania at protonmail.com. And, you know, come find us in MeatSpace. We're having some fun out there. But that's really the only structured thing I had for tonight. Literally, that was it. Show's
MeatSpace, over. MeatSpace is such a gay way to put real life. You just say real life. MeatSpace real life, sounds whatever. Like.
That's true.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're gay.
Okay. We are. It's a Sunday night. It's late. I'm living in a world that has to be I'm living in a world that constantly has to be reshaped to accommodate the rainbow of mental illnesses suffered by middle-aged women and Jews. And you're really going to get on to me about one poor word choice.
What are you talking about? I don't even know. What do you mean
I'm
right now, dude?
I'm so terrified right now to touch any of these audio settings. Like, I know. This is being transmitted out there, so whatever's on YouTube is going back onto the podcast. But there's so many problems with this show right now. I'm just terrified to touch anything at the moment.
Did something horrible happen here? Spectre, I mean, you should have had this stuff together. We've been planning this show for like 2 months, brother.
Well,
the most important episode of the entire Third Rail catalog was planned from the beginning to be episode 206. So
Larry has so much to go over tonight.
It's in my contract. The only thing I have to do is show up, complain about the craft table, read a few stupid lines, do the laugh, and walk out. That's all I'm legally contractually obligated to do. I'm not going to learn how to do settings.
I read every newspaper I could get my hands on today so that I could get on here and do this program and be well informed. Did you know that the Niggers won the basketball championship last night?
What?
Another says show sucks. Man, I've been here for 206 episodes. That ain't changing.
And that ain't news to us either, brother.
You're telling me black people won a basketball championship yesterday? No way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
never would have guessed it.
You know which black people did not win a basketball championship? The American blacks actually lost in an exhibition game.
I thought you were going to say George Floyd.
Well, I mean,
George Floyd's been taking the L for quite some time now.
I mean, Zog's been taking L's as well. The American black team actually lost a exhibition game against the Nigerian black team in basketball.
Did they?
Yeah, they actually did. Kind of crazy, isn't it?
What is like, Nigeria even has the money for a brat? What is that? Like, people don't even live in houses there? Like, what the fuck? They have a basketball team. Like, I mean, get your priorities in order. You know what I mean?
There's only so much they can do, and like one of the things they can keep doing is putting that ball through a hoop. I'll tell you what.
Well, look, it's like if you just put that ball through that hoop that many times, one of the voodoo gods is going to like look down kindly upon you and get your people out of fucking corrugated metal sheds, Nikkei.
As long as they just keep trying, eventually the hoop god will provide for them, right?
Hoop god?
you'll be saved through these dunks alone.
Yeah, dunks alone by jams alone. Dunks alone by alley-oops alone.
Yeah.
Is that some potpourri type shit that I'm hearing right now?
Well, no, it's a doctrine of Protestantism called sola dunctura.
Protestantism? All right, that's a possible show 10 right there.
What was that?
Protestantism.
Solo dunctura.
You know, you're saved through this dunk alone.
Oh, man.
That's why Nigeria puts more money to its basketball team towards making water potable.
Sounds like they just need to pray through the basketball saints to like get some results here or something, right?
Yeah, like Kobe Bryant, he was recently inducted into the Hall of Saints with that massive crash.
You know, this is really a global L when you think about it, because American blacks, this is the thing, this is their thing, this is what they're known for. It's the basketball.
Global L isn't that like the guy who just made it on the Lakers? His name is Global L.
Yeah, is that like Big L's fucking cousin, the dead rapper from the 1990s?
No, it's more like Antoine Randall L.
His dad is Global L.
Is Global L.
Global Warming's cousin. It's like Yo, my name be Global Loss. Like my fucking Global Warming, and like his child is like El Nino, the kid.
His arch rival is a meta world peace.
Yeah, Ron Artest.
You know, Global L versus meta world peace. You know that's really how Ragnarok is going to go down.
Yeah. Hey, who is the representative for planet Earth? Ron Artest. Oh, wait. I mean Meta World fucking peace.
Ryan Noyes says we need some winners and losers. Winners. Anyone who's not us. Losers. Us.
Every week.
I actually do have a loser for the week.
What's that?
It's Eric Finman, the fucking scam artist who's trying to take money from your relatives.
Oh. Which one? I mean, that's pretty much.
Is he going to jail? Because if he's not, I mean, he's winning because he's getting all the dollars, right?
I know better than to do the details during the introduction section, so you can go next.
Nikkei says, "I am a professional."
Yes,
Spectre.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and just get my stuff out of the way. I have nothing planned. I thought I had my shit on lock when I decided to kind of front all this stuff. Like, yeah, daddy's home, and now I realize I really am a black father, and I have no idea what I'm doing. So,
yeah, I want to just say this quick because. Borzoi even said, he said multiple times this week that he's only doing one show this week, and it wasn't
this one.
That was
like bullshit.
Then it was like 15 minutes before the show was supposed to start, Spectre guilt-tripped him and said like, oh, daddy, I haven't had any orange juice in a long time. Please come back from the cigarette.
Oh, no. This was Borzoi coming to us. He had the white pal, you know, the white crusty stuff around his lips. Y'all got any of them podcasts? Y'all got any more of them? No, he came to us on this one.
No. Let's be dead honest. What we had here, we just finished up recording a great show with Marty Phillips that you should listen to. It's the most recent episode of Hyper Podcastism. Check it out. It was 7 past when you guys were supposed to have started, and Borzoi and I were like, "Hey, you think we should join a third rail right now, you know, hop in the middle of their show." And he was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And so we thought we were about to do that, but you guys hadn't started and wouldn't start for a good while longer.
No. Mm-hmm. Listen. Okay. Lion Nikkei out here on the third rail again, everybody. No, Spectre and I were ready to go. Actually, yeah. You know what?
Oh, we were primed.
No. listen, I gotta listen. I'm tired of carrying you on my back here, Spectre. I was here, I was here on time, and I said, listen, bro,
you lied.
No, brother. Oh, no.
10:14. You're like, I'll be there in about 20 minutes.
Listen,
dude, at fucking 10:25, you're like, dude, you're like, guy, I'll be back in like 25 minutes.
I have no idea what Larry's about to say, but given my experience with Spectre, whatever he says about Spectre is 100% the truth. I don't even know what he's gonna say. I just know it's the truth.
No, he goes. I said, all right, man, I'll be there in like 15 minutes. 15 minutes from when I said that would put us at like 10:28. I'll be there at 10:30. Boom, we're starting. And I even said, guy, I'm ready to go on the computer right now. We're starting the show. And then he's like, hey, man, give me like 10 minutes. I said, bro, take all the time you need. I have all the time in the world. That's what I said. I don't mind being late, but I wasn't the cause of it tonight.
I don't really recall any of this. So I don't really think
we don't have to. We don't have to argue about it. We don't have to argue about it.
But yeah, I have nothing prepared. So
well, that's okay. I'm not prepared either. I was I didn't even realize we were going to do a show until like earlier. I was browsing some porn. And,
wait.
And oh no wait, this is the TPS USA thing. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Good.
Big reveal. So,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Watching some pornography, some like black on fucking grandma gangbangs, my brother. Hell yeah.
So I've seen the future of conservatism.
Otherwise known as the RNC.
Yes. So we got that.
The right wing nigger cock.
What?
The RNC, the right wing nigger cock.
God.
The next line you say, Spectre, could you say this in your best Martin Luther King impression? I think you were going to see ice. I have seen the future of the Republican Party. I have been, like, no. I have been to the top of the fucking...
I have been to those Grand Tetons. I have gazed down into her valley.
Oh.
I actually don't really know what's going on. I think it was like, what was it, like a TPUSA thing? Groypers complained about it, and then...
what it was, and I think I sent you a link to the story, but I'm not even going to read about the story so much. There's this porn star named Brandy Love, who's apparently 48, and she's conservative. She is a conservative because she's blonde, and of course she's had a lot of black dick, so therefore she's a conservative because she doesn't think like those Democrats who are on the plantation. And so she went to TPSA, and apparently she may have been invited, maybe not. It's not real clear. But some people kind of called her out immediately, and they're like, well, you know, what is going on here? And like, you know, legitimate concern. You know, why is this fucking degenerate who's part of this disgusting industry here at a supposedly TPUSA conservative event? And they apparently chased her off. They got, you know, the TPUSA people got embarrassed because they're spineless cowards anyway. They're, you know, they wouldn't even back their own. So, she's 48 years old and married, by the way. This brand new
Wait.
You know it's coming. Smash that early life. English, Polish, and Jewish heritage.
Oh wait, really? No way.
She looks like she's got the bolt-on titties. She's got the hard as leather skin, you know, just bleached out in the sun for way too long.
She's like the Jeepers Creepers monster with tits.
Yes, thank you. But somebody over on Telegram said the future of American conservatives is washed-out porn stars shaking titties on stage to own Islam and explaining they can't be racist because they got gang-banged by a bunch of blacks.
Fair enough.
You know what, like, the saddest part of all this is? This isn't even new. You know who else did this shit? It was Jenna Jameson. She, like, much like Luke Ford, porn made her... porn literally turned her actually Jewish. She converted to Judaism.
I don't know. I feel like in a way, this is kind of worse.
Well, it is and it's not, because I think I don't really recall that much about Jenna Jameson trying to get into politics, but I don't really recall her being that quickly embraced. I think there was at least just an initial
brand
we don't want. I don't know. Maybe
No, you're actually correct on that, because Jameson, Jameson was one of those like hedge cases. Like if you were in the extremely online sphere and knew about this kind of stuff, you were aware of Jameson's turn. She wasn't invited to a thing like TPUSA. So no, you are correct in that respect that that's just how far we've progressed now.
Oh yes, because after this happened, after this blew up and it hit both the Daily Caller as well as Daily Beast and Huffington Post, you know, anywhere they want salacious garbage like this, you had a huge turnout of conservative intellectuals, people like Ben Domenech over at the Federalist. You had disappointingly, even though I guess he's Jewish, so yeah, Elijah Schaefer, a whole bunch of all these, you know, kind of we're hip right wing guys. You know, what's wrong with having a porn star at this kind of an event? What's wrong with being a Big Ten operation?
Well, you know, brother, I'm like, she also wrote for the Federalist too, Spectre.
She what?
She wrote for the Federalist too.
Well, that makes sense because I did some of the, you know, I did the research so that you don't have to on this bitch. She's known for
not you watched black hours and hours of her content.
Yes.
No. Painstakingly through the content.
Only Thank because you. I was paid to. No. But seriously, this bitch does like incest porn. She does black gangbangs. And this is the new face of conservatism that some of these people want to actually push out there.
Well, yeah.
And that's a standard face.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, you guys know who Michelle Malkin is. A few years ago, she started, I think, Hot Air.
Bass Groiper Mommy? You're talking about Bass Groiper Mommy?
Yeah.
Wasn't she a porn star, too? Was she?
No.
Okay. I was just making this one. I wanted to make sure.
Like she could have been.
You're confusing her for the other flip-ass Tila Tequila.
I didn't know it was a different person. Was that? I thought that was the same person.
Yeah, no.
One was her stage name, one was her writing name.
I might be misremembering the history, but I guess, you know, they very well could be the same person.
No. One is married to a Jew. One wants to gas the Jews. I know that's hard to tell.
Ah, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Tila Tequila.
The one that's
on
been
FTN.
Involved with porn is like more racist than the one that's a conservative speaker.
Well, you know, I mean, familiarity breeds contempt.
I guess it really does. Quite a dramatic extent.
So Michelle Malkin started both Hot Air as well as a site called Twitchy, where they just kind of troll through Twitter and like capture people saying stupid shit on Twitter and screenshot it and get people to comment on it. And Twitchy, one of their editors, I think she has a pretty big Twitter following. Her name is Politibunny, and she's one of the editors on the supposedly conservative, hardcore. We are the kind of the alternative light.
In this context, you might want to be careful with the word hardcore in this context. Just throwing that out there.
Good point. Be very careful what you mean by hardcore. But these are conservatives coming out, and this one editor over at Twitchy is tweeting this. She says, "What the actual fuck? TPUSA kicked Brandy Love out of their conference. They kicked a literal conservative out." She says, "Porn stars are some of the most libertarian / conservative people out there because they do not want the government controlling their jobs, let alone their lives."
I actually agree with this sentiment. Now hear me out. Let me do my thing first. Well, I mean, all porn is child porn. Therefore, if all conservatives are child pornographers, and well, there you go.
Well, libertarians, to be specific.
Wow. Okay, I got to admit, you took that a step further than I was going to go to. But I was actually going to go into the meat of this, so to speak. Kind of dig deep into that roast beef sandwich there. But no, I mean, she's not wrong. Because that is where conservatism and libertarianism lead you. To selling your body, becoming a whore. Because you don't want people interfering with how you make money because it doesn't violate anybody else's rights.
Oh, yeah, brother. What's with all the coercion? Why can't I make some money?
Yeah. So this is not, and again, pardon all the double entendres here, this is not the outrage porn of the week. This is, it's like, I'm glad they're embracing it. I'm glad they're embracing that they are the whores with no actual core values, with nothing redeeming about them, that you know, we know that they've already accepted the trannies. Now they're absolutely accepting the whores. Not just the whores, you know, oh, like the in the old Jesus washed their feet way. No, whores who are like, I want to speak at this conservative event, and then next week I'm booked to go do incest porn and then another black gangbang. So, thank you for revealing who you are, conservatives, yeah, Mink.
Conservatives are interested in your children.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but, like, I mean, let's, like, put it...
Conservatives
like,
in your area are interested in children.
Call 1-800. But that's the thing. If you wanted to put out, like, the values of conservatism, I mean, what embodies it better than a person like Brandy Love?
Conservatism is about conserving Jewish pornography.
It is. One can only assume, I mean, I don't know, does this woman have children? She's 48 years old and married.
I've heard, saw the answer to that is yes. This is a mother.
It's like, brother.
She wrote a book. She wrote about how conservative can have an active sex life. This is...
Wow. Yeah. Great. I think that's been solved for, like, I don't know, several hundred years. If you ask the Amish, like, what a conservative, quote-unquote, sex life is about.
She released her book, Getting Wild Sex from Your Conservative Woman, in 2008.
Oh, my God.
See, yeah. Ovid. So my only question at this point is this woman, is she actually, as described, is she a true believer, conservative? And I'm, of course, willing to believe that because that's where it leads you. Or... is she like one of those halfway smart ones? You know, I don't want to get
If she's interested in underage boys, then yes, she's a conservative.
No, well, yes, that's absolutely true. But what I was getting at is, has she learned the grift the way that a lot of the black people have? You don't have to even be mediocre. You can be subpar. But if you espouse being a conservative and you're on the margins, say a black, a gay, a porn whore, they're going to flock to you. You're going to be the most popular person, just like the most popular person at an NRA gun show is the black guy who shows up.
Well, I mean, like, she's been doing this hustle for at least 10 years. So, you know, credit where credit's due in terms of just pure mercenary, you know, perspective on this. She isn't a newcomer to this. She's been doing the conservative hustle for quite some time.
Well, exactly, and that just goes to my point there, is that, like, this is the embodiment of what conservatism is. This is what Republicans would want your daughters to grow up and be, to be someone with bolt-on
tits. She's a business owner.
With bolt-on tits that fucks niggers. It does
blue check conservatives
porn.
Were saying she's a business owner. And what do conservatives always tell their little girl children? You can grow up and own your own business, just like Brandy Love.
You know, Weimar Germany had a lot of small business owners in Berlin.
Oh, yeah, mother, daughter, and family physically too, small, right, Borzoi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keeping it in the family, right? Yeah, real family values.
And operated.
There's this little
family values.
This little monster. There's a monster called FedPost that's living inside my chest at all times.
Yeah, so,
and it's clawing its way out.
Look, and that's why we have to go back, and there's this one quote from Aristotle that says, like, when gay-ass niggas do stupid shit, real-ass niggas have to say, fuck you. So we have to, like, apply that, like, here in the real day. Like, and that's what's going – like, people just have to, like, get away. How do you do that, though? How do you get people to stop, like, voting for the Republican Party?
So
– you can't – I mean, how in the fuck? In, like, the modern day, like, of censorship.
You can't force people to vote a certain way.
Not with that attitude.
Okay, so – all right. Maybe you can't do that without violating several federal crimes. You know, if you're willing to do that – I'm not going to comment further, but what I will comment further on is if you're not willing to do that, then you need to step your foot down just as an individual and as a collective to the extent that you can. But first and foremost, it has to be you and yourself. I saw one person post a screen cap from Twitter, and somebody says in response... So this is what they were responding to. Absolutely fucking speechless. That quote-unquote conservative org, TPUSA, has invited an actual porn star to a conference that minors attend.
Why? Why? Why would you be surprised?
Because they want to open.
Because they have a normal sense of human decency, and then somebody else, somebody else replies, "This is my biggest problem with conservatives. Want a big umbrella, but are driven by so many morally superior prudes. She wasn't there to give out blowies for crying out loud. She was written for the Federalist and has done more for conservatism than you and your lame Twitter."
It's like, shut up, faggot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've read Russell Kirk, and I hate conservatives, and I've done more for conservatism than any of these people I've ever read.
And Borzo, I've read Kirk Douglas, bro, and I've done more for conservatism, you know what I mean?
Hate House has done more for conservatism than conservatives have ever done.
You guys read Kirk Douglas?
Oh, the rapey Jew. Sorry, it took me a second to realize what you're talking about.
he wrote Spartacus.
Yeah. D.H. Douglas, the writer of...
D.H. Douglas.
The writer of Spartacus.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got him mixed up. D.H. Douglas is Kirk Douglas's brother. Yeah,
it was very inspiring for Kirk Douglas to star in his brother's work right after he got done raping Natalie Wood.
Natalie, wait, ain't that a modern bitch?
No, that's Natalie Woodman.
Natalie Woodman, Natalie Portman, Natalie Wood Notman. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, she is looking like a Skeksis these days.
Yeah, it's like
it's only getting worse for that woman.
It's like, bitch, you're aging like some hot milk.
But to get back on point, screaming about the former assistant or whatever, the former lieutenant mayor of Charlottesville and what his ethnic status was has done more for conservatism than conservatives have done.
Quite a lot. There was a lot of scientific research and homework to be done in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
And it was us, people like us, who put it upon themselves to get to the bottom of that. And I've gotten to the bottom of this. And it's that there's no more room for nuance on the question of prudence. You cannot say that somebody is being too prudish when this is the type of person you are parroting. You are on the same team as those who say this is fine and those who decry it are prudes. And that's intolerable. So it hasn't been brought up in quite a while, but I feel like now is a good time to put it back into parlance, to reestablish it as a doctrine of our internal affairs. And that is, do not punch right. When somebody is saying shit that it, like this is intolerable, do not punch right.
Yeah.
It is intolerable. This is disgusting. This is depraved. You're not talking about like some biblical Mary Magdalene who was a former prostitute who abandoned her sin when Christ said to sin no more.
And that was a Catholic invention anyways.
This is nothing of the sort. This is a sinner who is unrepentant, who is being put forward to extol the values of private enterprise when the private enterprise is the epitome of sin.
Who loves their sin? It's not that they don't shy away from it. They love it, dude.
Again, love it. Again, 2008 book she wrote, Getting Wild Sex from Your Conservative Woman.
Like, what the fuck is that? So it's like how to con some like otherwise like decent woman into just becoming like a fucking
whore?
Yeah, like some skank, you know, some
Here's how to treat your conservative woman like she's a fucking whore.
Yeah. written by fucking like Kodak Black. Oh, no, it was written by a conservative. Okay. So there's really, I mean, dude, look, we all know this. This is like basic bitch shit here, but there's like no difference. And you got it, like, what can even be done? This right now, like, between two rocks, right? Sad as fuck. People don't realize this, though. They see that, oh, there's a porn star here, and they actually are sticking up for this. Think of how far gone America is. Like
how thirsty they are.
What?
I mean, they're either like thirsty or...
Between two rocks off, really.
Ooh.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, bro, she's a business owner. It's like, man, what the fuck? Like, what? People don't even have morals
at
all.
MS-13
no, this is where conservatism brings you.
Well, I mean, it's also what atheism brings you too. But yeah,
and this is actually why I critique the whole idea. I don't know to what extent people believe in this idea, like, quote unquote, red pilling the normie. And I'm just hesitant to kind of broach the subject on this. But this is how, like, when people talk about, like, talking to the average person, the average person probably has no problem with this. But thankfully, there's still, like, a plurality, hopefully, if not plurality, at least a strong minority of people who find this absolutely disgusting, as they should, as any normal person should. So when we talk about, like, red-pilling the normie, what I mean is, like, let's just restore normality to the normie first and foremost.
Yes. Well, yes. It's like you guys. Listen, we were brought up, Spectre, to not think it's cool for women to fuck. First of all, blacks, but like, let alone like multiple blacks, and then like the whole like incest porn shit you brought up. What the fuck
is
that?
How about much less on camera? How about much less outside of, you know, a loving relationship? Much less marriage.
Hey, it's like, hey guys, check out my video evidence of like fucking prostitution with these groids.
But my point is, this brings like to the fabled normie that Borzoi mentions. This is, you take that
big normie,
you take that big normie, and you apply conservatism as it is practiced today, which is, hey, you know, we are all about non-aggression and consent, and if you don't violate somebody else's rights, and you know, it's none of the government's business or none of society's business what you do. And we put an extra value on people who can make money doing things. So if you're very successful doing something, doesn't, you know, we absolutely have no moral judgment about what that thing is. You know, yeah, we'll do the whole you consent, and you know, we'll pay some lip service to, you know, whether or not it, you know, violates somebody's right. But nah, doesn't matter. You're making money, so we're proud of you. So conservatism takes that normie, applies those two incentives. And so that person who would have that normal revulsion, I don't want some whore around my children. I don't want them around. I don't want them in public, in, you know, as part of society. Now they turn around and it's like, this is somebody to be revered.
And you know what, Spectre? Like,
they're not doing anything wrong according to the values that conservatism has inculcated into me.
Like what you just said there, like, but the other day I was listening to TDS, and like they were that whole conversation they're having about consent, and like idea of consent being a leftward movement from the idea
as,
of
as
like
the sole arbiter of morality.
Exactly, and like whereas before it was like this is morality, you will conform, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it didn't need to be explained. It was just like, this is the society we want. We do not want this filth in it. We do not want this polluting, you know. We're not going to apologize for it. We're not going to say, oh, I decry what you do, but I defend your right to do it. We're going to say, no, we're going to remove this from our society because we want to have a healthy society.
Well,
fuck
also,
you.
Too.
You don't have these rights.
Well, also,
your
too,
right to free speech is not your to take out your goddamn titties and shake your fucking dong around.
Well, then you're going to have some fucking, like, hook-nosed guy or, like, some black or some, like, faggot telling you, like, well, bro, just because you don't consent to see this doesn't mean that I can't consent to have it done or to do it. You know what I mean? And that's where, like, the whole idea of consent is just, like, kind of, like, but you can't take it in the direction that these, like, fucking kikes want to take it, where it's, like, they want to do it with consent so they can fuck children.
Of course.
You do away with consent to, like, put people like that who talk about that shit and put it in terms of, like, well, what if I have someone who doesn't have any agency consent to, like, having sex or something like that? You put them
in
jail.
That's where they are on the left. And now the modern right, the TPSU USA, the GOP, the Modern Conservatism, Inc., is just 20 years behind it. Now they're embracing porn and the porn industry and incest porn and all this other garbage. And, you know, they're only a few years away from the, you know, mandatory child fucking.
Where the fuck is the quote unquote left at right now? Weren't we just like talking articles just like the other year about MAPs?
Yeah,
or, exactly. Fucking dude, Republicans in like 5 fucking years are gonna be having like we have to cater to like these pedophiles and shit.
We
like,
have
get the fuck out of here.
We the Republican Party have the virtuous maps. Our maps are not offending.
Yeah. Oh, we're so into liberty that we can like respect these people's rights to like want to have sex with kids, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of ideology is that? But that just goes to show you how like fucking stupid like the average American is in this country. Like, holy shit! The idea of like freedom, I don't know.
Before you blame the average American, not that I'm going to stand up for the average person per se, but I was thinking, just think about how much shit goes into programming you at every given hour. To just see the opposite of what you're being told, to be lied to and to accept it, to be lied to about everything from top to fucking bottom, from the smallest things to the biggest things, the whole hyper reality, everything that Borzoi goes on about. How do you not blame the American people
that's the thing. Like, that's the point I'm trying to drive home, because I think the problem that people have is they think like if I just told people what's going on, they're so upset. There's going to be a spontaneous revolution and revolt against the system. That's how it works, isn't it? No,
Before you, after you said that a couple of times, I took an inventory of like how many movies where they have the oppressive government and then the plucky rebels, if they could just get the message out to the people.
And the fucking walls fall down. It is
a fucking theme throughout fucking science fiction these days. Yeah. And for the last 20 years, probably.
The reason why I'm obsessed with the Ottoman Empire is because you had, and we're told all the time, like, I'm not going to submit to a foreign Islamic empire. It's like, how many times have we seen throughout the history of the Ottoman Empire, which existed for almost 700 years, where like, oh, okay, the only way for my children to advance in the system is to give them over to the Janissary system. How many parents made that calculated decision? It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I want my children to have a better life, so I'll just give them over to the Ottomans. That happened. But I have a smartphone. I'm super smart, so I'm not going to fall for these tricks.
I have a name for retard Borzoi. Dumbzoi Retardskovit. The fuck, he just did like retard voice. A bunch of his great.
You know, Borzoi, what you were saying though about the way it was like, you know, I'm not going to accept this. I was thinking about that, like watching that South African
stuff last week. I'm not going to accept this guy who accepts this minutes later.
Exactly.
I
was watching the South African video footage last week, and I was thinking about all the fucking, you know, 2A guys and the big truck guys and all the, you know, with the rifle stickers in the car, and they're not going to take my gun. They're going to have to pry it from my cold dead hands
I'll shoot women and children if I need to. Turns over his guns minutes later.
Borzoi's talking about the guy who's like, I'm not going to accept this. He accepts it, but he wears a shirt that says, I don't accept it. He's like, well, I didn't do it, brother.
Yeah.
Not me. It ain't me, man.
They took my guns, but I have my fingers. The government can't take my guns unless they take them legally, and then they take them legally, and then they're gonna, you know, they'll on some pretext, like if things got that bad, you know, here as they were a couple weeks ago in South Africa, they're gonna take them and then move out.
Federal agent Spectre, now that you put it that way, since the government says it's legal for you to take them, just take them, brother.
Exactly.
You want a grilled cheese sandwich and some tomato soup, too?
You be sure to get them terrorists. I know I got to turn my guns over so that you can get them white nationalist terrorists.
I want to become a fucking swamp man now. Like, what the fuck? Like, give me a swamp. Like, why don't I have any fucking swamps around?
No, that is true though. They do fear the swamp man. And
what is this? I gotta become the river man now? Like actual Gary Ridgway? Like, what the fuck?
They should fear the swamp man. They should.
As you all should. Fear the swamps.
There are no swamps here.
They'll turn them over, then the fucking...
Well, that's your problem, not ours.
Yeah.
Well, it's
roll
like,
out! Be the swamp you would like to see in the world.
Well, you've seen how the Jews have already, like basically compromised and fractured the whole pro-gun community with the whole Black Rifle thing.
I'll have you know
they go in there, they build up some little brand loyalty, and then, you know, the first thing that comes along, like with Kyle Rittenhouse, it's like, well, he killed two of our co-ethnics, including one of them being a pedophile. That's pretty close to home for us as the owners of Black Rifle Coffee Company, so, you know, we're not going to support that. And then they split off, well, you know, they just cause fractures within the gun community, and
if
sow dissension.
If you want to get that into that specifically, I won't concede that ground is like totally co-opted by the merchant grift right.
But fractured, yes.
Fractured, okay, perhaps. But what that means is there's a opportunity for people like us to go in and inform people about what's going on there. I think a lot of people who assume that, you know, Black Rifle Coffee Co. is supportive of, you know, right-wing mainstream, or at least, like, you know, a specific, like, rights constitutionalist-oriented right-wing in America, that what they actually feel about people like Kyle Rittenhouse and Derek Chauvin, I think a lot of people don't know what they think, and that is an opportunity for people like us to step in and change people's opinion by just informing them of what these people have actually said.
Yeah.
It's not like they have
and who they are
a total
and why
consensus
they are saying
behind them. I reject that. I reject the notion that the Jenner right is with enjoys a consensus opinion. A lot of people are disgusted by this, and they need people to validate their point of view. And we are confident in our position. We know that this shit is intolerable and disgusting. And we need to remind these people that they're not wrong for assuming that this is the way things are. That assuming this level of disgust and rejection of it, they don't need to be swept up in the waves of public opinion that sway the status quo of conservative politics.
Yo, you just said something about we need to remind these people. Like, dude, imagine having to, like, remind the average citizen that incest porn is not good, and that people
that's
like
where
this.
We are. We need.
I
to
know
remind
that.
Them.
I know that's where we are. Damn it! Like, I know, and it's so disheartening because you just, like, what the fuck can you do at this point? You're talking to, like, a bunch of fucking concave head retards that are drooling. There's puddles of drool around them. They're wearing life jackets because they drown otherwise. You know what I'm saying? What can you do?
Oh God! You see the number of Coomer conservatives that were fucking falling out to defend this fucking.
But
court.
Dude, it's just like, what the fuck? Like
conservatives.
It's like
that,
you have
is
to
that
almost
yet?
Like yes, but you almost have to conservatives, but you almost have to make like talk to these people like a fucking retard and like. You almost have to like.
That's the job that we're given.
Yeah, but it's like you almost have to like. But you can't like.
That's the life we chose, nigga.
It's like you can't. I don't know, man. It's you have to like accept like some of the retard shit they're saying. Just have an in with them on some other shit, because they're like, oh, I don't get what the hang up is here. Like this fucking pig has slept with probably hundreds, thousands of guys, and she's here at TPUSA meeting to talk about what. Socialism being bad? Like, bitch, what the fuck? What do you, like, what does she promote? Like, you can't, we want our daughters to grow up and be like that. Like, some slut who owns a fucking, like, who's, like, who cuts hair and fucks, like, thousands of guys on the side. As, like, a gig job, too, in the future. Imagine that. Things aren't even going to be the way they are now.
Wow, okay, so just at your prompting and curiosity, 557 credits in movies.
Yeah, unbelievable.
She has 557 credits. I'm actually surprised it's that low, but that's just, I mean, think about that. As a human being,
right, but
557 people railing her.
Minimum.
I understand.
And she's married.
This, that this is a suboptimal position to be working from, but it is where we find ourselves. And the way I see it, this isn't a hard message to get across. Because it's so low to, like, common sense. Like, because common sense should already be taking care of this message, the slack that we have to pick up in that place, it isn't that much. I feel like it's pretty straightforward to explain to people why this is bad. And
well, no, but it's a bigger picture, not just why this is bad, but this is why conservatism is bad. Conservatism has no standards. It leads to this. It leads to the worst possible outcomes. It leads to the most degenerate, sick, disgusting, profit-making filth you can possibly imagine. It has no defense for the morality that you, somebody who says that they're conservative, somebody who says that they're a right-winger, somebody who says that they're a Christian, somebody who says that they're a moral person, it leads to everything that you're against.
Dude, basically,
it has no safeguards for those things that you support.
This boils down to abandoned consent. Embrace authoritarianism.
Mm-hmm. Because I said so. Sven pointed that out, that's something you learn from your parents. It serves you well in life.
Why are you going to jail? Because you're a pervert.
Because I said so.
Yeah.
Why is that wrong? Because society said so.
I would like to just bring up a reminder here. I made a post about this earlier today.
The conservative case for incest porn.
No, that's not what I discussed, actually. What I brought back to people's attention, which probably fell out of most people's recent memory, and I wouldn't, you know, hold that against anybody if you did, because there's no point in thinking about it longer than necessary. But some of you might remember the point when Gavin McGinnis was promoting this porn star, Mercedes Carrera, and having these live streams with her, and
because she was based, she was based.
She was pushed as the based porn star who was like pro free speech and pro like limited government or whatever stupid bullshit
Wait. She was socially liberal and fiscally conservative. I never debated a porn star like that before.
This is really, really undermining your preconceived notions. On the contrary, something that affirmed all of your biases, this libertarian was arrested for the production of child sex abuse material.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I can't believe it.
It was along with her husband. These two people were sexually abusing children on camera and selling it. And this is the libertarian, like, conservative voice that
my brother, the market demanded it.
The market might have demanded it, but I demand you in an oven, and the market's not going to give me what I want. Only I can give me what I want, and everybody behind me.
Yeah, what about my market? What about our market? Our market demands that people like this go to prison or be executed. So, like, I don't get it.
With the government. Legal due process.
Well, yeah. When I say this, I mean the government.
Of course, of course.
Like 100%. Like the government should be executing child sex offenders, period.
And lest anyone can, you know, point the finger at all of us, you know, we all have our libertarian and or conservative and or degenerate priors. We're not playing holier than thou. We just have finally learned, and now we're going to enforce this upon the world with force. As necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to enforce our worldview upon the world to make it better.
Yeah, but you just said these motherfuckers would come to you, Spectre, and they would be like, well, bro, hypothetically, you know, I'm just making something up about you. Like, oh, bro, you know, you, Larry, for instance, Larry, you can't, like, say that about me, bro. You can't say child sex offenses are bad because you get drunk, bro. Larry, you can't say that. You smoke weed. You can't say that child porn is bad. It's like, what the fuck?
That's why I come in with the don't punch right rule. It works.
Like, you're going to jail.
Even better, the basic the rock rule. You know, it's like if somebody mentions the words age of consent as if they want to have a debate with you, that primal instinct to grab the rock is the first instinct that comes to grab a rock ever. Just like they say that fascism is born of hatred of the idea of child rape, and that the natural end result of anti-fascism is child porn and child rape, the natural result of you mentioning the words age of consent in my presence is my hand going to a rock.
Yeah, who said that about fascism that wasn't, being...
I don't know, maybe me. I don't know, somebody. I don't know.
That's a good quote about fascism being like the bulwark against child sex.
I didn't say it first, but somebody said it.
In any case, I want to really strike home this don't punch right worldview on prudishism and being a prude. If you are anyone who has harsh words for some level of degenerate behavior, don't let anybody convince you to put your guard down. It's not correct. You should have this instinctual aversion to something that you know is wrong. And somebody might say that, you know, this position is too prudish. It's, it's too morally restrictive, and you're not a perfect person anyway, so why does it matter? Just ignore that, because letting that slide is what gives way to this. It's what gives way to listen to the case for this political ideology of one stripe or another from a porn star. And we can't have that. We can't tolerate that. It's absolutely intolerable. What you must do is say, no, I'm not going to concede this. This is wrong. And if you tell me it's right, then you're wrong. And if you're on the right wing and you're trying to argue against me, what you need to do is not say anything against me and only criticize those who are to the left of you. That is how we need to proceed on these matters, and nothing less. Anything less is a capitulation on our part towards this.
I'm down. No, I mean, like, this is gonna. This might date me. This might actually give you an indication I might be a little older. I remember when Rick Santorum was running back in, like, just basic bitch Republican days. And he was, like, one of the few guys that was, like, talking about, you know, the social conservative issues. The entire Republican Party was swinging to the other direction. Yeah. I'm sorry? What?
I was, like, on the brainwashed side of that issue. I thought, like, I agreed with what he said. I just thought he couldn't win, and winning was more important than being, like, morally correct. And that was my error at the time. Santorum was right.
Yeah, Santorum did nothing wrong. Well, maybe the sweater vests. Anyway. Enough about this, all the sordid stuff. Larry, did you want to talk about some kind of Oxford University's exclusive sex party?
Hello.
Larry said, just be right back. And yeah, I queued him up. Good job. There's Patrick. I didn't even read this story, but it's just like one of those nuts. I mean, I scanned it, but no surprise here. CNBC, Israeli spyware used to target phones of journalists and activists, investigation finds. I know this is going to come as a shocker to you, but apparently some Israeli software companies, not as ethical as you might expect.
I heard about that investigation, and it was, what it entailed was going through YouTube and finding some old interviews between John McAfee and Russia Today from 2013, and like all of this information was like pulled straight from that, like never before heard revelations about Israeli spy tech. All came from old interviews of McAfee in 2013.
He was probably onto it early, but this is something that came out new. Private Israeli spy software was used to hack dozens of smartphones that belong to reporters, human rights activists, business executives, and the fiancé of murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, according to a sweeping investigation by the Washington Post and 16 other news organizations. Notice the exact opening words. The phrasing is very interesting. Private Israeli spy software was used to hack dozens of smartphones. We're not saying who did it. We're not saying, we just know that it was the software. Somehow the software was used.
The software we're not saying, was we developed have no idea. By a private company based out of Israel.
But like, oh, who knows? Shit, it could be anybody. It could literally be anybody, right?
Yeah, maybe they're just like using a fucking, they're just like making up an address and using a VPN. It's not actually from Israel, bro. Well, they're our greatest ally, brother.
And you might think, oh, this is just some app. You know, just some user app that, you know, maybe somebody installed wrong, left some kind of code open or whatever. And the military-grade spyware was reportedly licensed by the Israeli spyware firm NSO Group. The investigation discovered that the hacked phones were on a list of more than 50,000 numbers based in countries known to surveil people. So this is military-grade spyware. This isn't some kind of little corporate hack. This isn't some kind of little mistake. There are state actors behind this. And who could be behind? What state actor could be behind using Israeli-made spyware? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it goes into the usual stuff about, oh, it could have, you know, could have affected this and could have affected this, and there's going to be investigations and blah, blah, blah. This closing paragraph, though, is just fucking gold. NSO Group's Pegasus spyware is licensed to governments around the world and can hack a mobile phone's data and activate the microphone, according to the report. NSO said the spyware is only used to surveil terrorists and other criminals. NSO Group denied the findings of the report in several statements, arguing that the investigation includes uncooperated theories based on misleading interpretation of leaked data from accessible and overt basic information.
Oh, shit, guys. I think everything that we've said this evening is going to go straight to Israel.
But don't worry. No. It won't, because apparently the company's going to take care of this, because here's the best part. NSO Group said it will continue to investigate all credible claims of misuse and take appropriate action.
Oh, well, I think we're doubly fucked then, huh?
So we're done? No, we're done. They're going to take care of it for us.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's a better move, you know, knowing that they're going to take care of it for me.
Somebody cue Alanis Morissette. I've washed my hands clean of it, okay? We're done with this shit. Borsoi, get me a Keystone Light, please.
Oh, no, I just ran through that one, Larry, because we wanted to get away from all the sordid porno stuff, and you said you wanted to talk about some kind of Oxford sex party.
You know what? We can just skip that. Really, the whole point of that was just like, look, dudes, Oxford, the whole beginning of the article, they're like, bro, this is an elite institution. And you know what? Then they spend the whole rest of the article being like, there's all these like degenerate sex parties. It's like, you know, here we go. But then again, yeah, like, oh, proof. Oh, all the proof. The proof is in the pudding. Oh, here it is. All this nasty sex party stuff. But then it's
isn't
like, you know,
where,
David Cameron put
his dick in a dead pig's mouth.
Yes, he fucked the mouth of a dead pig. He did do that. Yes.
Well, but the story you pulled up, it's a little bit more vanilla than that. This is just a whole bunch of like weird sex parties and swinger shit like that. But if they're willing to admit that this goes on in a major publication,
exactly,
at this, you know, this top tier Oxford University, why are you surprised that every world leader who's gone through the Ivy League, who's gone through the top tier universities around the world, why are you surprised that all of them have child sex, some kind of compromising bullshit on them? Either they're like, engaged in it, looked at it, whatever.
Basically, it's like if this is what they'll admit to, and this is a Vice article where they're talking about these sex parties, it's like what Pierre Galves. I don't have the article pulled up in front of me. That's my fault. But yeah, they're talking about this like organization they have there where it's like invite only, where they'll invite 12 people one time, and there's like only a certain number of invites can go out. But you sign, there's like an NDA agreement that you fucking sign when you get there, so you can't be talking about that. And it's like, oh, this one broad was like this lesbian, this fucking dyke skank. It's like, oh, y'all walking through the club, right? You know, you can find her in the club.
I would be willing to bet that this is like just the distraction. I think that they aren't even bringing the real people through this shit.
Well, just imagine how bad it really is if they're willing to admit this.
That's what I'm saying. This is like the stuff that they put together just to put on a show for the masses, to throw them a bone to say, look, oh, you revealed our dirty little secret, because the real, because they really are a fucking cabal of pedophiles.
Oh, you know? Bro, Eyes Wide Shut was for real. It's like, yeah, we knew that like 100 fucking years ago, man. Like, tell us the real shit. Tell us the real shit. Where are the, like...
Well, I definitely recommend Johnny's deep dives on this stuff. With
there's some really insidious shit going on here, Spectre. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is this is bullshit, dude. That the fucking the media even like plays games with this. That you would throw breadcrumbs out like this. We're talking about fucking kids here.
Yeah, this is what they do. And this is how they can make it sound like, oh, you know how ludicrous you sound? The idea of people in power actually somehow being involved or being implicated by some kind of child sexual abuse, you sound like a nut. This is Eyes Wide Shut territory. Do you know how much of a nut you sound like, Larry?
And it's not – and like, yes, oh, well, this article is not talking about child sex abuse. No, it's not. It's not. This specific article is not talking about child sex abuse. But the wider implications of this – what are they? We're talking about a group of sexual degenerates here. They have lesbians and faggots that are at this gathering, and they're all having sex with each other. What
people
with the
people either on the precipice or involved in power?
Exactly. What do you?
No material worries in the world. No moral constraints. Brought together in the sense of like whatever we can transgress will bring us more virtue points. The further out on the limb we can go, the more we will be highly regarded. That is the coin of the realm, is to transgress.
Yeah, it's like,
this is what it leads them to.
If they're in the
at best, it's
shit.
A swingers party. At worst, it's fucking Epstein Island.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Larry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just got a little bit mad.
Oh no, you're good, dude. No, you're good. But yeah, that was really like the whole reason that I brought the. Like, even, like, post that story to begin with. It's like, look at what Vice is, like, saying right now. Imagine how bad it really is.
Hey, Borzoi, bring some of that Eyes Wide Shut magic in here.
the meta.
Now he's disappeared.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe tonight. We're not doing the regular shit. We're going to have a little fun with this. We're going loose. Nikki, did you have anything particular you wanted to talk about tonight?
I did, and I mentioned it elsewhere before, but that's I'd like to bring it back.
Bring it on back.
Scam, the grift that is going on against boomers, the beloved boomer in your life. Maybe
wait, does this have to do with my reverse mortgage?
Almost.
I bought gold because that nice Mr. William Devane on television told me to buy it.
Well, did he also tell you coins, to buy the Patriot?
They didn't send me the coins, but I think that the Puerto Rican who makes the bed has been stealing my pills.
Mm.
I think that's been happening. Go ahead.
It could be that you've also been provoked into buying a new cell phone lately.
The
promised delivery date in August of this year. That would be the Freedom Phone.
I know something else big that's going to happen in August. I saw it on Facebook. I heard it on Facebook that something big is coming. A storm is coming.
And
we go all.
This particular storm costs about $500 a pop. If you were to believe all of the lies put forward about its origins. So one Eric Finman, a Bitcoin investor who got $1,000 from his grandma several years ago, put it into Bitcoin and became a millionaire. He made a website, which was a platform for putting out educational classes at like a user-generated pace, and sold that business for $3 or $4 million, an absurd sum. His latest venture has been to put out advertisements on Newsmax, as well as getting the grift right onto his train of shilling.
Let me guess. Ali Alexander, Cernovich, Scott Greer. Who else?
Oh, you're forgetting the Loom Dog Millionaire.
Oh, of course.
The nose job herself is also involved in pushing this bullshit product, which is marketed as a privacy and censorship free centric smartphone. What it is a scam. Eric Finman is buying $100, $120.
Ali Alexander's involved. I find that hard to believe. Come on, a scam. Come on. Oh, I'm told not Scott Greer, so apologies.
Believe it yet that such unimpeachable figures as these are involved in a scam, trying to tear you, dear consumer, from your hard-earned dollars, putting a bullshit operating system, supposedly, onto a cheap smartphone purchased from China, and selling it to you under the pretense of protection from Google censorship and a operating system that is privacy-oriented, presumably from all of those who would seek to steal and analyze your data.
You know, I hear that it comes with DuckDuckGo, and normally you have to pay, like, what, $49.95? Or wait for, like, them to send you, like, one of those CDs? Those
now, CD normally that's free?
With DuckDuckGo? No. I find it hard to believe somebody's going to give you a web search engine. Come on now. Believe on the World Wide Web for free? I don't think so. Come on.
Dear skeptical boomer of mine, believe it, that this phone comes with various applications of bloatware, including DuckDuckGo, Newsmax, I think Parler, and
Will it allow me to send Rumble. Nice pictures of my grandkids to that nice President Trump?
Oh, I'm sure it'll convince you you can do anything with this device. And it won't be tracked sure, by Grandma. The government or censored by Google.
I like how it's arriving in their hands right in August, right when they're getting ready for their big next step with Trump's going to be reinstalled. I mean, this thing glows so fucking hard, it's ridiculous. It's a scam, it glows, it's got so many angles on it. It's got like a, it's almost like a six-pointed star or something.
I did my research into the company behind this, and what I found won't shock you. What I found is that Eric Finman does not own the trademark to the brand Freedom Phone. That would happen to belong to some pastor in Kentucky with no known connections to Eric Finman, who is a early 20-something like myself, and it lives not in the state of Kentucky, but in Idaho, who does his business in the state of Utah and has his mailing address at a virtual address host in Wyoming. If you go to his website, freedomphone.com, no need to go there because I'm telling you everything you need to know now, you'll find his contact address leading to a physical office space in Wyoming, in Cheyenne. The actual reality of this place is that this office belongs to a virtual address company. Basically, this company exists to provide a physical address for anybody who wants to start a business headquartered in Wyoming.
Jesus Christ.
So all of your mail can go there and they'll forward it to you and it'll look like you have an office in Cheyenne.
So this is who's behind Freedom Phone.
Well, this is one company that's enabling it. The official company that runs the Freedom Phone website, if you look at their PayPal based payment processing, your money goes to not Freedom Phone. Freedom Phone Inc. is a Jewish run organization out of Brooklyn, New York. That was the first thing I found, and apparently no relation, but quite hilarious. What you will be sending your money to is Advanced Projects LLC, which has its address listed as this fake virtual address company listing in Wyoming. And Advanced Project LLC was a trade name filed for in late 2020 by Finman LLC, which is obviously Eric Finman. So he's created this shell company that you can send your money to buy a Freedom phone, which he does not own the trademark to, but he will sell it to you anyway, which supposedly operates on Freedom OS. The creators of Freedom OS, the actual, like, privacy-minded cell phone operating system, have denied any claims that they are connected to Eric Finman whatsoever, and they have not given him any permission to use their operating system for his cell phones. So what is Freedom OS, supposedly, on these devices? Well, we don't know.
Oh, well, I don't know, but one of the guys in the chat says it definitely comes with a Blacked.com subscription. So you have
probably
that. Yeah.
We don't know what Freedom OS is on the system. That we can only assume the worst. That somebody more powerful than Finman has put him up to this, and now he's like, you know, in the middle of some fed up, the same way that the FBI or whichever alphabet organization created a fake encrypted messaging application to take down some drug dealers in Australia. Well, now they want to sell like some glow-in-the-dark cell phone to boomers in America who watch Newsmax. So you can guess it's probably Q-tards. They want to sell them $120 cell phones with bloatware added to it for $500. The people who push it on social media, etc., get a 10% commission. Funnily enough, the only legal documentation that we can find relates to the affiliate program, the 10% program that you can get for verified purchases based on your advertising. So if you're Ali Akbar and you get somebody to buy one of these Freedom phones, well, you get 10% of that $500 sale. That, let's remember, only cost Eric Finman $120 to buy and then put bloatware onto. If you have anybody in your life who's talking about the Freedom phone, you need to tell them straight up, do not buy it. I've already reported this business to the Better Business Bureau. I submitted a report.
I bet you that the Better Business Bureau company is gonna really do something about this, man.
I don't have my trust in them, which is why I need to just repeat this information here, because I'm not going to just leave it to that. I thought that was like the bare minimum of due diligence after like putting in all that, like, you know, Google search effort to come across this info, to get to the bottom of it. And I appreciate everybody who helped me in this endeavor, which included Shadowman311. He was a big help. And Elephant Cakewalk. These gentlemen really helped me in discovering this information, and credit to them for helping me. And I hope Eric Finman gets fucking pwned for being a scam artist that he is. I hope he loses all the money that he spent to buy these cell phones from China and put bloatware on them and resell them. I hope every fucking fraud of a right winger is put to shame for being a part of this grift op. I hope whatever operation the CIA had in mind to spy on the people who purchased this device is an absolute failure.
Nikkei, your heart's in the right place, but my sweet summer child, this is the GOP in action. They condemn China. They buy the Chinese products. They program them to sell and grift off of the boomers. China benefits. The GOP benefits.
I get it, but I'm still going to try. Futile as it is, I'm going to try.
Always tilt against that windmill. I agree.
If I do nothing, then I have only myself to blame.
I'm with you. So let me switch gears here. Something a little less depressing. I don't know if you have this in front of you, but so I don't know if you ever do, like I do, thought experiments on, I mean, just because you watch movies, you know, whether like they do heists or crimes and whatever, and I've occasionally written some true crime stuff. You know, I think, you know, a logical minded person, if they sat there and said, boy, if I was going to become a burglar, what would I expect my first time out? Maybe my, you know, first couple of times out. I might get a, you know, might get a little cash, might get a little, might get a piece of jewelry that I can hawk, might get lucky and get a gun and the owner's not there. That's, I think, what the average burglar would think, right? And, you know, that becomes your career. You're going to get caught. You're going to go to jail if you're lucky, or you're going to get shot. But this Nevada woman, surprisingly not a Florida woman, according to the Yahoo News, she broke into a dentist office. And in one heist, in one night, she stole $22,000. I was like, damn, that's got to be pretty good in the burglary business, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can go on Craigslist or on Monster or JobLink or whatever, or LinkedIn and do comparative, you know, or maybe what is it, Glassdoor.com. They can do some kind of comparative for your different types of crime careers tracks. But $22,000 in cash seems like, yeah, you think I got a good score there. I'm going to take this. Maybe I'm not going to invest it in myself. I'm not going to necessarily invest it in the future. Maybe I'm going to go and spend it all on crack or whatever burglars do, you know, whatever. But no, she goes back to break into the place a few days later. And this is where it gets weird. She broke into the dentist's office and she extracted somebody's teeth. 13 teeth from a patient. She broke in during the day during operating hours. The patient was gassed and she extracted 13 of his teeth.
What?
Yeah, I figured that it might get your attention. I thought I was intentionally setting that up as a kind of a mundane story. Kind of a, you know, maybe get you to halfway not pay attention. Yeah, she broke in and she did surgery on this dude. From this, apparently the same dentist office where she stole $22,000. And like I said, I would have thought, let's just take that as a payday and go to Vegas. No, she decided she needed to extract 13 teeth.
It was on two separate occasions she did that. So
I said two separate occasions. Why would you go back? That's what I'm saying. She got away with the $22,000.
Because she listened. You know what? My whole point here was this. So you remember when the armed robbery was like going in and checking out job sites? And he was just like, you know, wanting to learn about stuff. Well, look, this broad is in here, like, pulling people's teeth because she wants to learn how to be a dentist. Where's the sympathy? Where's the sympathy for the white women at? You know what I'm saying? We got these motherfucking filthy groids out here, like, stealing shit from job sites, copper and shit.
This bitch and fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and that little queer elf, they can all go to fucking dental school. But fucking, I mean, to self-teach? 13 teeth. I mean, that's who leaves the patient alone long enough, unconscious, that somebody just kind of wandering off the street. I mean, I'm never going to go to the dentist again, I don't think. I'm never going to let him put me under.
I mean, this guy, listen, she also just made this guy a millionaire. She's like Robin Hood. She's stealing from the rich, these dentists, you know, the upper class, the top 1%, the dentists.
She's like the real tooth fairy.
Yeah, she basically.
Takes the guy's teeth and makes him a millionaire.
Yeah, this nigga. This nigga was knocked unconscious, and he came back to life. He didn't have any teeth, but he had $1 million. So, like, boom.
I mean, good for him, for what that's worth. But like,
hell yeah, brother.
You know, 13 teeth removals are like 50% of the extractions that week.
How many teeth do you have? Is it? I forgot. I used to know.
Yo, you know what?
32.
Yo, Nikkei.
32 teeth.
Guys, listen, this just goes to show you how fucking lazy dentists are. This bitch comes off the street and pulls 13 fucking teeth real quick, and these dentists are like, oh, bro, I need like fucking an hour and a half to do something.
This is almost half of the guy's teeth.
It sounds like you're speaking 13
was a lot, but I didn't realize it was half his goddamn teeth.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you mean to pull a single tooth? It's like, shut the fuck up. I'll just have some, like, crazy bitch, some teeth. Pull my teeth instead. They're not going to, like, waste my time. It's like, bro, you need, like, 2 hours to pull a fucking tooth? I can get this whore, this fucking skank.
This was in Nevada.
In
Fallout New Vegas, were teeth a valuable crafting item?
Fallout New Vegas. Your teeth are falling out in New Vegas, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
13T 250 million.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did you say?
13 teeth do 50 million.
Yeah, malpractice. Well, is that medical dental malpractice, right?
Yeah.
13 do 50.
I don't trust any. Well, first and foremost, I don't trust minorities. Second of all, I don't trust any minority dentists. I only trust my own people to do dental work because anybody else will fuck it up.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, this was a white woman, I think, right?
This was out of Washoe County, Nevada, which is where Reno is. This is like where Reno 911 was.
There's still a minority in the dental industry, so I don't trust them. I need a white man.
Well, her name is Laurel Eich, E-I-C-H. That sounds pretty white to me.
I don't care. Jewish. You probably fucked somebody up, and you stole their teeth.
Okay, Nikkei. All right.
There's a picture of her. Oh my god. Oh, she looks like Fiona from Shrek.
Before or after, as Shrek or the redheaded bitch before?
As a big troll. Seriously, Google Laurel Eich right now.
Oh god!
And top stories, and that face looking at her, that shovel jaw. she's got a bigger chin than you, Larry.
She looks like a native like trout.
Are you looking at her?
I don't see it yet.
I don't have anything in front of me.
Yeah, put Laurel, the link in the chat.
Oh shit. Oh, you lazy niggers.
Dude, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I broke Laurel both my wrists last week.
It's in there. It's in the Skype chat.
I can't click that because I don't have any hands.
Oh my god. I've got to do everything for
you. Oh kidding. My goodness. Look at that jaw.
Oh yeah, no, that's a total. That's a trout. That's a total trout. That's a native. That's like a native trout. Giant hook jaw. Yeah,
you
there.
Weren't lying there. That's Fiona.
Yeah, she definitely is an ungrateful bitch. This is definitely someone that's stupid enough. She's stupid enough to decide to be a troll instead of being like a redheaded like slender bitch.
She like Christ stole people's almighty. Teeth and then like re-implanted them into her own jaw to make it that wide.
She lifts weights with her lower jaw, dude. She she curls. She like fucking yeah. This bitch could take a punch for sure. You know what I mean?
Like Mike
actually,
Tyson,
you know what? She broke into the dental office and pulled 13 teeth from herself.
Yeah, with her fucking fingers. Didn't even use pliers, just her big fucking thumb.
And then she paid herself $22,000.
Yeah, no, this bitch is probably like, you know, my version of French kissing is like biting down on your teeth and then pulling them out with my own jaw.
God, I'm surprised she just didn't rip his jaw off or some shit.
Yeah, my God, what the hell? This is a tranny. Get the paranormies on this.
Yeah, no, I mean, the case is already closed. I mean, Johnny would definitely say that's a tranny. He says
that's a nigga.
Yeah, that's a nigga. Yeah, that's Colin Kaepernick in a mask.
Dude, Colin Kaepernick wishes he had that fucking jaw strength.
Dude, listen, I'm fucking sick and tired of hearing about niggers. Like, this has nothing to do with that. Bro, I'm just so tired of it. I was watching the fight last night. Every fucking commercial was just, like, dumbass, like, nigger movie about some, like, gay, like, nigger art festival in Harlem, like, I don't know, 60 years ago. And they're like, yeah, nigger, motherfucking revolution, not be televised, yeah. You know what I mean? And then, like, the fucking movie was called, like, I don't know, Rio Nigga Hour. And then, like, in parentheses, it was, like, you know, when the revolution
will be televised.
It was like when the revolution couldn't be televised. Bro, they played that shit on every fucking commercial break.
Yeah, it's like this documentary on Black Woodstock, which was like concert in Harlem back in the day. Yeah. It's like, okay, so some black people did LSD, and now you want to make this a big deal because you just found the old footage of it. Like, nobody cared about it until now. So
it's just like, dude, no one fucking cares about it now either. You know what I mean? Like, they're these niggas are like 13% of the population, but they're like 100% of the fucking bitching I have to hear. You know what I mean? Like, fuck
100% of the problem. 50.
Yeah.
No, it's like everywhere I fucking turn, it's like I live in a like pretty white area. I got to listen to like people like talking about like how niggers feel here. What the fuck is that? Like, dude, what do you mean?
What a waste of your money.
Yeah. What the fuck is this? Like, oh, you got to care about like the blacks here, the blacks there. Like, why don't you just like have like fucking put them somewhere else? Like, just balkanize the United States and like give them a fucking corner of America. Put all the niggers in a corner and just leave me the fuck. Like, I just hate this shit.
I hate
seeing them on the fucking television. I hate hearing about the shit on the fucking radio, everywhere. And then like you like pull up like, oh, you want to watch a video on YouTube or something? Or do you want to hear about like niggers instead? It's like, not at all, dude. No,
it's like the whole country says it's just like their like daycare teacher, and they say, go stand in the corner, and that corner is Atlanta.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, I don't even know what to say. It's just I'm just so disgusted with this shit. Like, everywhere you turn, and then they have the nerve to like complain, like, oh, we don't get no attention. It's like, nigga, you get every fucking thing handed to you.
Yeah, dig into the archive to find more attention to pay to you.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, there's. Like, they're going to be playing, like, the black national anthem now, I guess, like, the week one. I heard this on FTN, in the NFL.
Whatever that is.
Like, whites are going to keep, like, what the fuck is the black national anthem? Like, implying blacks had culture, like, ever, you know what I mean? Like,
I can recite the black national anthem.
Yeah.
Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 100% nigga.
I wrote the black national anthem. Chicken is the song. That's it, dude.
Nigga, nigga, bitch, nigga, nigga. Fried chicken, watermelon.
But no,
nigga,
for real, bitch, dude. Like, nigga, like all, nigga. All jokes no aside, it's seriously, just disgusting, dude. This is gay.
Well, okay, we know who's forcing this.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.